Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe vowed to stay in his post despite a crushing defeat for his ruling camp in an upper house election. This is the first time in the history of Japan's democracy that the ruling Liberal Democratic Party has lost a vote. Abe has promised a cabinet reshuffle in an effort to win back voter trust, badly dented by accusations of fraud and corruption among the ruling party leaders. Eric Du, political editor of the Japan Times, says, however, that even with a reshuffle, political gridlock looms.
If the upper house president, for example, is to be held by the presidency is to be held by a member of the Democratic Party of Japan, which is now quite likely, that person can physically prevent the convening of plenary sessions to vote on legislation by not ringing the bell. And they can put up other opposition. If they do veto legislative motions, they have to go back to the lower house where they have to have a two-thirds vote to override anything in the upper house. So it also puts a long delay on legislation. And so it hurts the ruling camp if they can't just ramrod things through like they have been up to now. Especially with the Abe's sort of right-wing agenda of reforming the education system to instill patriotism and his plans to change the Constitution, knock out some of the pacifism that's inherent in its Article 9.
Is this Article 9 in the Constitution one of the major factors that perhaps has disenchanted voters with Abe and his government?
Article 9 itself is just the renunciation of war. It's the nation of Japan renouncing the use of war as an option to settle international disputes. Abe would like to have that rewritten or just maybe struck, basically, to allow Japan to have that kind of option again, not necessarily because of any plans to go to war, but, I mean, Japan does have some clear perceived threats in its neighborhood. A lot of people don't really want to see that article struck from the Constitution.
That was political editor of the Japan Times, Eric Du, speaking with Emer McCarthy.